Well, I'm sure it felt right to him, but lots of things feel right to us at the time we do things, and then we have to test what we think feels right with what Jesus says and what the apostolic witness to Jesus says, and then if it doesn't coincide with that, then the feeling doesn't really matter. Now, because sex is very much given to self-justification, we don't, and here in this case, with regard to his own child, he obviously doesn't want to deny his child a relationship with somebody else. He doesn't want his child, his daughter, to feel alone. So his desires are going to be in that direction, to try to do what he thinks is the easiest thing for his daughter, when sometimes what God has us do is the harder thing. This is why Jesus characterizes discipleship as taking up your cross, losing your life, and denying yourself. And that may not feel right at a whole lot of points. I'm sure it didn't feel right for Jesus when he was dying on the cross to make amends for our sin. But it was nonetheless the right thing to do. Most of the stuff that Paul did as an apostle running around the Mediterranean basin, including being whipped and scourged in the synagogues and beaten by rocks by secular authorities and being poorly sheltered, poorly clad, poorly fed, being stoned, being shipwrecked, and on the list goes of his hardships, didn't feel right to him in one sense, but it was right because he lived a life in which he died to himself and Christ lived in him. And that is the nature of the Christian life, regardless of whether or not it feels right to us.